We've been looking at the institution of Nabuwa and focused on Ayah 50 of Surah Taha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the reply of Prophet Musa alayhi salam when Fir'aun asks him, فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى? Who is your Rabb, O Musa? And he says, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ rahim, قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْتَ قُلَّ شَيْنْ قَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ حَدَى. Our Rabb is He who gave to everything its creation, then guided it. And we've been looking at the profiles of the various prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. Yesterday we looked at Prophet Nuh. Today let's look at Prophet Hud alayhi salam. In the Quran you will find a comprehensive reference to Prophet Hud alayhi salam in Surah Al-A'raf, which is Surah number 7, Ayah 65 to 71. In Surah Al-Hud from Ayah 50 to 60. And the other references you will find are in two other surahs, which are Surah Al-Shu'ara, that's Surah number 26, Ayah 123 to 138. And Surah Al-Ahqaf, Surah number 46, Ayah 22 to 25. Maybe you could look them up and see the comprehensive story that Allah has given of Prophet Hud alayhi salam. Well, Prophet Hud alayhi salam was sent to the people of Ad. And Ad was situated in Ahqaf. Ahqaf is the plural of Haqaf, which means a raised spot in the desert. And it's said to have been located in Yemen at the shores of the Sea of Oman. Prophet Hud alayhi salam was born amongst people who were very strong, very rich, very powerful people. However, they worshipped idols. And Prophet Hud alayhi salam spent a long time preaching to them to divert their attention to the one and only God who is their creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Surah Al-Ahqaf, we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it and says about him. He says, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا. And to Ad we sent their brother Hud. قَالَ, he said, يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. O my people, serve Allah, you have no God other than Him. Will you not then be God conscious? Now, the people did not listen to him. They were stubborn. They refused to listen to him. Very few people listened to him. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the same surah in Ayah 66. He says, قَالَ الْمَلَعُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ إِنَّا لَنَرَاقَ فِي سَفَاحَةٍ وَإِنَّا لَنَظُنُّكَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. The chiefs of those who disbelieved from amongst his people said, surely we see you in error. We see you in folly. More surely we think you to be of the liars. Qala, he said, Ya qawmi, O my people, laysa bi safahatun. There is no folly in me. I'm not tricking you. I'm not sending you into error. Walakinni rasulun min rabbil alameen. But I am a messenger. I'm an apostle of the Rabb of the worlds. Uballighukum risalati rabbi wa ana lakum nasihun amin. All I'm doing is delivering the message of my Rabb. I am a faithful advisor to you. And he continues to do this, but they ignore him. Allah sends them a drought. There was no rain. But they mocked Prophet Hud alayhi salam. They even beat him up. He warned them of a greater punishment, but they just ignored him. When the hardships became great, then they all came to Prophet Hud's house and they said, please will you pray for rain? He prayed for rain. Rain fell, the people had food again. But they refused to correct themselves. They went back to their old ways. In fact, they defied him. They came up to him and they said, Ya Hud, ma ji'atana bi bayyinatin wa ma nahnu bi tariqi ila hatina an qawlika wa ma nahnu laka bi mu'minin. This is Surah Al-Hud, Ayah 53. They said, O Hud, you have not brought to us any clear arguments. We're not going to desert our gods for your word. And we're not believers in you. They said, قَالُوا سَوَاعٌ عَلَيْنَا أَوْ أَذْتَى عَمْ لَمْ تَكُمْ مِنَ الْوَاعِذِينَ. It is the same to us, whether you admonish us or you do not admonish us. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا خُلُقُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. This is nothing but a custom of the ancients. And then they challenge him, saying, وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذِّبِينَ. We are not going to be punished. Bring the punishment, they said, if you are truthful. Well, Prophet Hud told them that the knowledge of when was only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Soon they saw a cloud coming towards them. Thinking it was rain, they gathered underneath it. But it was a blast of a strong, violent wind, something like a cyclone, and it killed all the people of Ad. The only people who were saved were Prophet Hud and a few believers. And we're told in a hadith that he moved to Yemen, Hadramaut, and he died there and is buried there. A lot of lessons again to glean from the story of Prophet Hud alayhi salam. Very often in our desperations we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. And then once the trouble is averted, we're back to our usual ways. The same sort of thing. We tend to sit there and fool ourselves that it's not going to happen to us, that we are going to be somehow exempt from being accountable for ourselves. So read the story of Prophet Hud, refer to the ayat of Quran. It really gives a different perspective to life.